Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, a place where it's all about duty, honor, and country, just like it says in the American's Creed. I've been sharing the American's Creed with everybody, and I think it's just something that we need to be reminded to, so I hope people don't get tired of hearing it, but I just think it's very important, and I'm going to repeat it to you in just a minute. But on that note, tonight, it's Monday, October 8th, 2012. My name is Sally Baptist. I'll be your host tonight. And Charlie Klein will be joining me shortly here. Before I say the creed, just want to go ahead and give a quick happy Columbus Day to everyone, if you believe Columbus discovered America. And we might talk a little bit about that later just for the fun of it. And then also, happy Thanksgiving to our Canadian neighbors. It is their Thanksgiving today. Canada celebrates Thanksgiving similar to us here in the United States, but not quite the same, but similar. So anyway, let's get the show started with the American's Creed. And if you're not familiar with it, please take the time to read it to yourself, read it to your family, to your kids, and think about what it really means and think about where we are today. Because it's just so important that we think about what America stands for and what we as the citizens, the owners of this country, truly believe and what our responsibilities are. The American's Creed was written by William Tyler Page and was actually accepted by the United States House of Representatives in April of 1918. And here it is. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy within a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. Read that last line again there. Inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. And then the last line, which is the one we all need to repeat over and over again. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. To defend it against all enemies. All enemies means foreign and domestic. Just because you happen to be a citizen of this country or living in this country in either illegally or an H-1B visa or some type of green card, whatever it may be, if you are doing things to harm this country, you are the enemy. If you are doing things to take down this country, you are the enemy. And it's up to us. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. I will do what I can to protect this country and to defend it against all enemies. And I happen to believe some of those enemies are elected to public office. And I'm not talking about just the White House. I'm talking about all over the place. There's a cancer. There is a cancer in our government, anti-American cancer. They believe in socialism. They don't believe in hard work. They don't believe in the core values of what this country was founded on and what has made it so successful. And part of that comes down to what many of you have heard is Agenda 21. If you don't believe it's true, just go do some research on Agenda 21. It's the United Nations Socialization, one world order, one world government, there is no United States, and there is no rights to property, there is no First Amendment, there is no personal transportation, you're not allowed to own a car, not allowed to own a house. That is what's coming, and there's many people in public office today that support that. So it's not just one person. One person, one evildoer in public office cannot destroy this country. But the fact is we have cancer, have this cancer throughout public office. And personally to me, well, before I go there, and we have, make sure you notate Saturday, October 20th, Saturday, October 20th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Floridians all need to be gathered in Tallahassee, Florida. And those of you who are against the Agenda 21 from any state, if you can be there to help us, please do. We need all the support we can get. Freedom from the UN rally. Freedom from the United Nations rally. Florida, just like every state, is a sovereign state. Those in Washington, D.C. who sacrifice our sovereignty at the federal or state level to the United Nations are guilty of treason. We must put an end to the treasonous actions of those in public office, be at the federal, state, city, county level. We must put an end to the treason. It is treason when they surrender our sovereignty, our rights, our liberties to any foreign entity. It's treason when they take away our rights, period, because they're violating the Constitution. They don't believe in what America stands for. They're anti-American. Anti-American is the enemy. If you do not believe in the core Constitution, then you are not an American. I don't care what your official nationality is. You're not an American. If you believe Mexico should still take over Texas, then you're not an American. I'm not sure what you are. Maybe you're a Mexican, I don't know, but you're not an American. You can't believe that kind of craziness and say you're an American. And that is why we must defend against all enemies, and we have to realize we have enemies scattered throughout. The cancer is throughout our system. And it's because we've allowed it to get there. It's because we, the people, trusted. We were brainwashed in the school system to say, well, you know what? You go and you vote. You did your job. You voted for that representative, and they're going to represent you, and they're going to work on your behalf. In theory, they're supposed to be statesmen, stateswomen, who are there doing the people's work. But that isn't what's happened. You've got various versions of politicians. Those who are just evil and greedy, those who are evil, greedy, and wanting to destroy this country. We don't need any of them there. We must clean house. All the houses. And again, that is not strictly the federal level. We'll talk a little bit tonight about the evilness of the Orange County Commission, how anti-American they are, how they violate our rights, and they don't care, and they don't belong in office. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to see what the update is on that. And then we'll talk about, if we have time, we're going to get back to some of the Florida amendments, the Florida ballot. We're going to talk about, some people will be upset if I say this, but I'm going to sort of say this, and hopefully people understand the meaning. You know, we have a president that wants to be king. He doesn't want to be president. He wants to be king. And this is, again, one of these evildoers who's anti-American, who wants to take down this country. And there's so much proof of this. I keep hearing more and more about how the Muslims are getting recruited into the military as part of the plan. People who want to think that President Obama is dumb. He isn't dumb. The games he's playing at the federal, at the national, global, international level and everything else, this is a part of a plan because he wants to be King Obama. He's already assumed the role of king in many ways because he ignores the Constitution, he ignores the actions of Congress, and he goes and does his executive orders. And of course, truthfully, we should blame Congress more than him because Congress, anti-American people there, are doing the same thing by allowing him to get away with it. Many of us out here who are familiar with what he's doing are protesting. But we have to have more people. We need to have a massive march on Washington, D.C. We need to shut down both those houses of Congress and tell them all to go home, fire every one of their sorry whatevers, because they are not doing the people's work. They're sacrificing us. So there's things that King Obama is doing. And then I've started coining a phrase, Orange County's queen, which is Mayor Teresa Jacobs. Why do I call her the queen? Well, because she thinks she's above the law, too. And she's out there, as what has recently happened, instead of respecting the rights of the people and the people's rights to their own ballot box, her and two other commissioners, Jennifer Thompson and Scott Boyd, These are the ones that have been reported. Who knows, maybe there's more that are doing it, and probably is. But these we have confirmed that, or the news has confirmed. It's all public record now, even though they tried not to make it. During a public meeting, were sending and receiving text messages to their lawyers, to their special interest, who were telling them and advising them on how to block a referendum, to block the people's action on the referendum. And then destroying public records after that, which is what Queen Jacobs did. Destroyed public records. You mean to tell me you think communication between you and the special interest on a public issue is not public record? I mean, this is the evilness of people at the local level. So we've got King Obama up there in D.C. trying to take over the whole country, and we've got Queen Jacobs trying to take over Orange County. And they're both wrong. They're both violating the Constitution. Neither one of them belong in public office. We need to exterminate the evildoers and the anti-American cancer. They need chemo to get them out of there, whatever you want to call it, to get rid of these evil cells that are in our government. And we have to do it. We just cannot take it. And Orange County Commission, they are not above the law any more than anybody else. You know, that 13th Amendment was so important. We need to somehow revive that thing and show that it was, in fact, ratified. The 13th Amendment was to keep people of nobility out of office and also to show that it was supposed to be the average person, citizen, not kings and queens, not dictators of their own rights in public office. So that, and like I say, if we've got time, we will get into the Florida ballot, some of the things that they're playing with our ballot for the Constitution, state Constitution. Couldn't get it passed through the Florida House, so they're going to try and bypass the process and put it on this ballot as a public referendum and try to get that out there. And throughout this discussion, we'll be talking about we the people versus the ballot box establishment. So we got lots of stuff to talk about. I see Charlie is here, so let me get Charlie online and see what he's got going tonight. Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. And, I didn't even mention it, but for those, I'm traveling on business right now, and I'm up here in New Jersey. And, you know about, you know, the governor here, Christie. And it's kind of funny, this area that I'm in, I didn't realize that apparently New Jersey has some kind of no left turn rules. So the roads are all made with different types of loops all over the place, and you don't make a left turn. And you want to talk about getting turned around, and that was fun. I got into town yesterday, and, you think you're going to make a left turn because you're just backtracking. Like, nope, they don't do it that way. So then you've already missed the right turn, and you got to go in circles. But anyway, so if you want to know about people in New Jersey, they go in circles.
Okay.
So what's up with you, Charlie? What's the latest?
Well, I made a few phone calls today, and I got some information from the local supervisor of elections office, Fred, and he said that yes, we can go and count the votes, like by precinct or by whatever we want. However, he said he doesn't recommend us doing it until say like December the 20th. Because they have to go through all of their counts, verify the counts, and double-check them, and then they go ahead and store them all up and put them in the warehouse. And he says a reasonable counting time is considered, but then he says if it gets too lengthy, then it's $15 an hour. Because we can't touch the ballots, but we can look at them and see how they're counted. Another one of these deals where they make it tough for you to go ahead and check on what they're doing. But we had some other discussions too going on, especially with this I mentioned the thing about the referendum that was only on the Republican deal. He said it was also put on the Democrat primary.
Yes, it was. Yes. No, well, that was never the issue because we're no party affiliates and we voted for it. So it was on all the ballots, but it was on a closed primary. So most people didn't, the independents, no party affiliates, didn't think they were supposed to vote. And many Democrats didn't because, Obama had to be their nominee. The Democratic Party wasn't even an issue. Well, the same was true for any party. So it was out there on three ballots.
Yeah, I emphasize Wagner versus Gray, that things are not supposed to be selected on the primary ballot. according to the Florida Supreme Court. And therefore, this was voted on in the primary ballot when it should have been on the national ballot or the state, you know,
the general ballot.
And he said, oh, well, I said, see, that's what they do. I said, they go ahead and they make charter amendments which are in violation of the rights of the people. And that has to be stopped because you're not supposed to be able to. And it says right in Wagner versus Gray. I mentioned Wagner versus Gray about three times to him. And I said that it says in there, the primary ballot is strictly for the party to select who is going to run for office. Nobody is supposed to be elected to office in the primary. Period. And then I said about that. So anyway, that thought and those words are now in his mind, which I'm sure he is going to tell Bill Collins about it too.
and then of course the other issue right now on the ballot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, then I also mentioned the situation with SunRail and how that thing came about, and also what's the latest thing?
Well, the message texting, the public record.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that had nothing to do with the bad. That had to do with the that did not have to do with the supervisor of elections yet. That had to do with the commissions and the mayor and who they were dealing with. That's the violation there. But they had not gone into this thing yet about this. I did tell him about the fact that, you know, this thing is supposed to, it's the right of the people to petition their government, that they have a right to put this on the ballot. And I said, I think that there's going to be more problem than you can shake a stick at with what's happening right now. But let me get on with what I'm doing now so that you'll understand. I called Rick Scott's office. And naturally, he was busy and all this type of stuff. So I went ahead and left a nice lengthy message, and I even went on to the second message, which is just a beginning so that they will at least know that I did call, and it's now public record because it's in the computer. And I did that for one reason, to make sure it did get in the computer. And after I got through with that, then I went ahead and called Pam Bondi's office. And I waited there, and I talked to a very nice gentleman and told him basically the same thing. And he says he took down a lot of the information that I said, and he says he will mention it to the Attorney General. So she will be getting the highlights of it. And he did ask me to repeat certain sections, so I know he was doing a good job on it. But then he gave me the one section where we can really get people who are truly patriots to do something. And here's the website to do it at. MyFloridaLegal.com. MyFloridaLegal.com. That's all one word. MyFloridaLegal is one word, .com. And then you will see Pam Bondi's picture on the right side. Click down below it to the complaint, and a complaint form will come up. Write your complaint about this fact and about that fact, and tell them that you want something done. I intend to do this tomorrow, or maybe even later tonight, so that it gets in there. Because it's going to be something that has to be done with regarding this backroom dealing that was caught during a major meeting with our elected officials who are supposed to be totally honest with the people, but they are seeming to do some backroom violations of the Sunshine Laws and all this. The gentleman and Pam Bondi's tried to tell me to get in touch with the Ethics Board. He was going to give me their contact. And I said, the Ethics Board is elected by the elected officials. They are appointed by the elected officials. Therefore, they do what the elected officials want them to do. They are not there for the good of the American people. So it would be a waste of time because we have had experience with the Ethics Board in regards to other situations where they have completely ignored it, or they've gone just ahead and said, oh, there was no problem with it because they ruled in favor of the elected officials. This is a violation, and I emphasize, this is a violation of the rights of the people. and we want these rights corrected, so we want an investigation by the FBI. And I mentioned the FBI investigation 3 or 4 times to him so that it would sink in. And I do believe it did sink in. Likewise, I did that on my message to Rick Scott, so that when whoever pulls that up, they will hear that I'm asking for an investigation by Rick Scott. And I did refer to our We the People versus the Ballot Box Establishment. But all in all, I say all 3 phone calls were at least got the message out there. And, as I told you before, I did send an email out to them in regards to their violations and their texting while having an important meeting in front of the citizens. So anyway, we'll have to see what happens, but I'm going to go to myfloridalegal.com, and I'm going to pull up that form, and I'm going to file it. And there's also, we can send Pam Bondi something, and I've got her address in Tallahassee. But the thing about it is I stress the fact that we the people are the government, and they are our representatives, and we need an investigation of the culture of corruption here. And I did mention to him also about the SunRail, and I also mentioned it to the governor, that he has been lied to in regards to SunRail. The people said no about that on 3 occasions. And Fred turned around and said, well, he says, well, he nixed the one deal. He voted against the one and stopped it. I said, yeah, that was the bullet train that he stopped. We have one that's going 60 miles, and he says, oh, I said, you have another one? I says, yeah, the other one goes from Poinciana to DeBary, and it's for the benefit of CSX, and that's the one that he approved. And that gives our money to CSX so that CSX can make improvements on their tracks, and we never own the tracks. I says, that's where he's in trouble, because we the people said no to any kind of a rail system for commuter services. So I believe he was lied to by the board, and now with all of this backhanded dealing that's going on, I suggest you tell him that he needs to go ahead and make sure that he calls for an investigation, because he could actually be held, you know, in collusion with them. So it was quite interesting talking to the guy in Pam Bondi's office. So we'll see what happens. And that should just about do it for there. I mean, you know, you ruffle feathers and see what happens. And there are an awful lot of people emailing different things about getting petitions out and doing different things like that. So I would say that the petition movement is going to start taking hold in this country, because I'm seeing more activists who want honesty in government and who want our constitutional rights restored. They're going after it, and I think it's going to become a petition system. And that, we get the petitions going, the courts can't stop us. Because if they stop us, then they're in violation of the Constitution. I'm looking at one now that the very top of it says, this is from one of our friends. Oh, wait a minute. I've got to go back down. Oh, yeah. Attention, elected officials. Treason, treason, and more treason. The entire House and Senate and executive branch and the judicial branch should be held and arrested for treason. We are the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Why are you all committing treason? A bunch of question marks. Are you all enemies of the citizens of the United States of America? It seems as if all the elected officials, including the judicial branch, are all enemies of the American citizens and the legal aliens. We the people want to know why you are destroying our great nation with each new day. At least give us the reason. Since you no longer respect us or no longer hold allegiance to our great nation, you do owe us a reply to our question. Do you even remember your oath of office and our country's God-given rights? Yes, who are you holding allegiance to? For it clearly is not our America, our Constitution, and respect and loyalty to all of my fellow Americans. Why? And a bunch of question marks. I thought that was quite effective. I don't know if they'll read it.
You got that as an email?
Yeah, I got that as an email from one of our fellow patriots. And she says, at the very beginning, please see below, let us all stand up for our America. We must protect and defend our Constitution openly. God bless our America. And then it goes, elected official, I, AB, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. That's just the way this country is. That's just what all of our elected officials are supposed to do, and we can hold them liable, and I believe it's really coming to that because people are really getting ticked. So while you've been driving, a lot of things have been happening en route, while you were en route. So, and a lot of people are interested in restoring our constitutional rights. In fact, they got a real nice one from a member of the clergy, and he wants to know more about me, but he did give me a clear view as to who he was, and he is truly a patriot. And he does do sermons, and you can get his sermons by subscribing to them, and he will send them to you. But it was very interesting, and he was very interested in what we stood for and all that. So that's another thing that I will be doing, okay?
Well, there's definitely a lot of work to do, and we need all the help we can get from everybody, every patriot. Just as I was reading about that American's Creed about defend against all enemies, this is what we all have to do. And, you know, you were talking about these public servants. I can't remember who it was. It's a congresswoman, I believe, who's refusing to say the Pledge of Allegiance because now she says it's a prayer. Have you heard that one? I can't remember who it is. I just heard this last couple of days. Can you imagine?
Well, to me, if somebody says that that's a prayer, then that means that they have lack any kind of, brains. They're short on the brain department. They're short on the brain department. When God passed out brains, that person thought he meant trains and she missed hers. If it's a she.
it was a she. They played her saying something about how she believed it was a prayer. She couldn't do it because she felt like it was a prayer. I'm like, how ridiculous. But did she take the oath of office? Or did she say, you know, did she leave the word God out? Whatever. But these are the kind of people we've got in office. Our system has been taken over, invaded by the evildoers, I'm telling you. The other thing I was going to mention, you mentioned my road trip. So just so people know, the Lexus lanes are in effect in D.C. these days. Last time I was up in this area, they were doing construction on the road, but this is 495, Interstate 495, mm-hmm. but I couldn't tell what they were doing with it, but now they've got Lexus lanes. And so more taxes on the way, and people got under, you know, Tea Parties, where are you? You should be protesting this crap. They did protest it in Georgia, and they got some of it blocked, so we've got to keep doing that. The other thing is something I recently heard. This is former Governor Bob Graham, the former governor here in Florida. He's out there. He's either submitted a bill or working with somebody on a bill to mandate that the state of Florida buy back so much land every year.
I saw that email come through. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a petition to nullify that, because that is almost like giving them the right to come in and take somebody's property so that they can use it for wetlands or something like that.
which is part of what's happening right now in Florida. But, you know, we've been afraid of the EPA doing this kind of nonsense. But now we've got a former governor trying to go out there and take away personal property and give it to the state. And this is socialism, people. This is communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it. It's not the free way. Just go out there and read what Adams and Washington talked about owning property. If you don't have the rights to own private property, that be a car, a home, land, whatever, then you don't have liberty. Liberty is tied to your right to own property. So you've got these evildoers, and this is Bob Graham, evildoers out there, trying to take away the rights. Now, he's not not elected to office anywhere now, but he was elected to Florida's governor, and then he was also in the Senate. So but this is the kind of people that, I mean, they have no respect for the Constitution. They have no respect for this country. It just is so despicable.
I know.
It truly is. Let's see, what was the other, the other thing that just was bugging me, and I was just thinking about it as you were talking. Now the federal government is going to try to teach people how to feed their kids, to feed them like they feed them in the public schools. How stupid is that?
Oh, that was on TV the other night, and naturally the Five just knocked that all down and says, we're going to feed our children the way we want to feed them, because that is now getting into the micromanaging and into the homes of the people, thus taking away freedom, and that is something that I am not going to put up with, and that person is a lawyer. So I think that something big is going to happen, and her name is called Kimberly. so there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there getting upset about what's going on, and they have better watch out. I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans, because people are starting to see that the imploding of our Constitution is one thing you don't do. When there's a people that are happy with their freedoms and everything else, you don't start stepping on it. And there was something that came through about Napolitano. And how she has really screwed up a bunch of things, and she's probably incompetent in her position. And a lot of that is incompetence, and it's ridiculous. I think it's going to backfire on them. And,
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to really happen. You know, people are really, go ahead.
Something else I heard, I guess I heard it over the weekend, I'm not sure when it actually broke, but I was really happy to hear. You know all the garbage we had with the intimidation going on at the voter precincts, trying to chase people away. I can't remember what the gang group was over there.
The Black Panthers.
The Black Panthers. So now the Black Panthers are going to be met by the Navy SEALs. And I thought, this is what America's supposed to be. The Navy SEALs that are going to go to these precincts that they know have had problems, and they're not going to allow them to intimidate people. So now they're trying to come after the Navy SEALs who would do this. It's like, you know, this is how stupid or how sick or pathetic some of this country has become. It's like, it's okay to threaten people so they don't vote, but don't allow our military to protect us for the right to vote. But anyway, I just thought that was really neat that the Navy SEALs, and this is what, we talked a couple times in the past, or many times really, on the show about, the military is going to be the one that's going to save us here. But, you know, when I keep hearing about how the Muslims are taking over the military, that doesn't give me too much confidence. But, you know, for the true Americans that are in there, who took the oath to uphold this Constitution, the Navy SEALs, these people, they're the ones that when it really comes down to the crunch time, are they going to go against the people because that's what King Obama wants or whoever? Or are they going to support and protect the people in this country? And this, to me, is like just one little step, but it shows the military is on the side of the people, which is what they're supposed to be. They're not supposed to be taking us down. So I thought that was just really neat. I was happy to hear that.
Oh, I think more and more people are really getting wise as to what's going on with the Democrats. And today was something else, too. In regards to on TV with the polls, Uh-huh. Now, Romney has bounced up considerably in some of the polls, like the Gallup poll and another poll, because of his deal, that, you know, because of his the debate. And now they're showing, too, and I was watching it and I observed it myself, is Obama is really beside himself. He's going around there and calling Mitt Romney a liar, and as are the other people. And the whole thing about it is that they're panicking because he did such a bad job on the debates that he doesn't know now how to handle the situation. And so they are actually going, how would you say, looking for ways to discredit Romney by calling him a liar and trying to dislodge his plans and say that they're totally unrealistic. And they are now going to have a meeting, I think it is a hearing this week, regarding the Libya, the Benghazi thing where the ambassador was killed. They have found out some more things that they are going to have testimony from people who were firsthand and knew about the problems in Benghazi because they are the ones who requested the additional security and were denied by the people. So that is going to be a big thing where they actually ignored the need of security for the American people there, for the ambassador and the three others. So that is going to be a huge thing because that is where the President of the United States is, they're looking at it, and especially the Secretary, which means Hillary Clinton, her mm-hmm. department. One of them is going to be the fall guy, or both of them, because what it is I think it's been a big cover-up. And Susan Rice, who for all of those days, they said she was on five different talk shows, saying that it was all caused by this
video.
The YouTube thing. But the YouTube thing came out long after, I believe it was, that any of these threats were being brought out.
My understanding was out there a long time before, and that was just they were going to use that as their excuse to try and say that's what it was. But yeah, that was always garbage. One other quick thing, not to interrupt you here, but while you're talking about this, it was Ben Stein. I think it was yesterday, Saturday or Sunday. I heard him talking, saying he's actually gone out there and called for Hillary Clinton's resignation because she's the one who's at fault for not doing what she needs to do for that embassy.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard that, too, and that was even on Fox News. That was on Fox News and some other channels. I think Neil Bortz may have said it or something like that because I listened to him, or I may have heard it on Savage. But the thing is it's getting out there more and more that she is being asked or should be asked to resign. She should actually be fired if she's the one that's behind it who refused it. But if it was refused because if she went to the president and he refused to do it, then that means he should be fired. But all of this stuff is coming up because we have somebody in office who has no respect for our military. And there was something, I don't know if you just said it, about the military is now really upset with the way things are going. There was something that came over email that said something about the CIC commander-in-chief, that some of the military are really upset with him because he apparently doesn't know what the heck's going on or has no respect for the military. And the military are starting to notice it.
Well, I heard something on that, which actually was concerning me, that will obviously be concerned when they don't get along with the president, the commander-in-chief, but it was something about military people that were resigning because they didn't like what was going on. And while they do this kind of opened the door for more of the Muslims to get in there. and which is actually to a negative to us. So I something to that effect. I saw something. The same article was talking about how many Muslims are getting into the military, and how.
Oh, but that's over there. That's over there.
No, I'm talking about here, our military. Remember Fort Hood? That was a Muslim that did that. The
yep.
Muslims who are getting into our military silently. Again, this is all part of the King Obama's plot to get the military to be a Muslim anti-American military. If we have the Americans, true Americans in there, who aren't going to turn on the American people, then they will protect us. But the senior people, the people who've been in the military for a long time and who are totally disgusted with what this president has done and what's happening, if they leave, what happens? It opens the door for more of this Muslim takeover of the military. It was something to that effect. That's, again, not an exact quote or anything, but it talked about how many Muslims were being recruited into the military.
But was that something that came over the YouTube, or, I mean, came over the email, Internet?
It was an email, and I want to say it was actually based off of something Mike Savage said that about this being this could be the last election in the United States. This could be the last U.S. election if Obama is reelected because of what he's already set in place. And it goes back to, you know, people who try to think that Obama's dumb. He's not dumb. He's calculated. He's evil and he's calculated.
Right,
he's out there
right.
setting. He knows what he's doing. Why it's just all the games that he's playing. Why he supports the Muslims and insults anybody who would say anything against the Muslim and all, you know, like he did at the UN and all that stuff.
That's right.
So it might have been an article or something from Mike Savage that I saw that on, but I have to go back and look.
Well, you know, I take a lot of that stuff too, and it's like to me, I take it now as a warning. But I also look at it this way too: is if anything goes up, do you know how many lawyers are going to lose their job if Obama stays in, and how many judges could lose their job if Obama finalizes or does things that he can by bringing Muslims into the government? Can you imagine if Sharia law or Sharia comes in? Sharia comes in, that means there's no constitution, there's no laws except how it is at the mosque, at a Muslim mosque. That is where the law of the land would be now. And that means every judge and everybody in all of the bailiffs and everything else, they would be held to Sharia. And every woman would be walking behind their husband. And every woman would be subject to the adultery things of Sharia. I mean, it would happen in a very short time. And that's something that people have to look at too. But see, they won't put that on the mainstream media as to what it's going to be, because even those people like Immelt, the head of NBC
uh-huh.
or GE or whatever, yeah, he's not going to be freewheeling. Unless he's a Muslim. Even if he's a Muslim, I mean, then his wife is going to be subservient to him. Huh. Can you imagine these women who have had their freedom? All of a sudden, they're told that you have to walk 10 feet behind your husband. They'll grab their husband's gun and shoot, blow him away before they'll do that and anybody around them.
Well, I just got something here in my email, and if anybody's got anything else on it, because I haven't researched this at all, FEMA bill H.R. 6566, FEMA bill H.R. 6566, ordering national preparation for mass death. The United States Congress has passed a bill which mandates the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to prepare for mass fatality planning in funeral homes, cemeteries, and mortuaries being overwhelmed in the aftermath of a mass terror attack, national or natural disaster, or other crisis, noting the necessity for emergency preparedness in relation to terror attacks, natural disasters, and man-made disasters. The bill instructs FEMA to be sensitive to the fact that Jews and Muslims require bodies to be buried within 48 hours of death. Now, what do you think that all means?
That all means that they are trying. That all means, as far as I'm concerned, that all means that they are putting that out there to spend money to make sure that if something like Benghazi happens again and we don't retaliate, that there's going to be a mass deal, like somebody's going to come in here and blow it away. And Obama's not doing anything anyway because he has no idea, and he thinks he's going to be the ruler of the United States. Little does he know, or anybody else in the Muslim world know that, or they may have forgotten that there are a lot of people who have guns and plenty of ammunition, and they will. And there are guys that were in Vietnam, Korea, and everything else, and they will not relent. They will crank up their patriotism, and there will be an awful lot of deaths. But I think most of them will be Muslim deaths.
Well, this article, as I'm reading it, it really goes more to the destruction of Americans. This is just one of those things that makes the stomach turn. The people who brought us the National Defense Authorization Act, authorizing the detention of U.S. citizens on U.S. soil, now deem it prudent to prepare for mass fatalities on U.S. soil.
Who sent it?
Okay, well, let me do one other thing here. And that also makes reference to all the massive pileup of ammunition, U.S. ammunition. Mm-hmm. Somebody has sent me the link to it. It's on PAC Alert Press is the name of this website. PAC Alert Press 2012, the article is dated October 6th. Shocking FEMA bill. And if you do a search on House Resolution, H.R. 6566, FEMA bill, H.R. 6566, you should probably get several articles on it. This just happens to be one that somebody sent to me, a link they sent to me.
Okay.
And it says, this may shed some light on DHS 1.7 billion rounds of ammunition purchased recently. So this is, again, goes to the King Obama routine, that the October surprise routine is going to be against the American people. It's going to be
October
Hitler.
What?
October surprise. I've heard people talk about the October surprise. And then some have kind of related to something Obama's planning as some. And again, I mean, we've been hearing it for months. Something was going to happen, especially if Obama was fearing that he wasn't going to win, was any inclination that he was not going to retain his dictatorship, that he was going to be more proactive, or what do you want to call it, to create some kind of martial law thing and everything else. But, you know, the part, and I can't help but say this, you know, people are going to be mad, I'm going to say this, but this thing with this NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, how could Paul Ryan vote to support it, keep it intact like it is, and continue to give the government the right to detain American citizens? But that's what he did. This is the one who's supposed to help us. He's the one that's supposed to be part of the answer to the crap that's in that White House now. And yet he supports the National Defense Authorization Act that takes away our rights. It just amazes me to no end. But anyway, I saw this, so I thought I would share it, because mass fatal planning in the House Resolution 6566. You can go ahead and talk. I'll try to maybe pull up the actual House Resolution and see if I can find anything else on it.
Well, the thing is, you know, you get all of these different things out, and if they are official, you're going to hear about it on Fox News, and I haven't heard anything about that, but I did hear something about them buying a lot of bullets at one time. But a lot of that stuff that comes in over the Internet, you have to, how would you say, some of it you have to take with a grain of salt, because there's a lot of fear-mongers in there wanting to put fear in everybody, saying, trying to get us to do something drastically wrong. Now, I'm also a firm believer that if he really tries to do something that is in violation of the Constitution and really bad, those security officers around him, I wouldn't put it past them to be the ones that do the right thing for this great country. And I don't care what their national origin is, because this is America, and unless he's surrounded himself with a bunch of communists, socialists, and all that who really believe in his way, I'm talking about the Secret Service. I can't see anything drastically happening. I would be surprised that they would allow it to happen, because there's so many people around Washington and all that with arms, and the military is not so far from there, that damned if we have, museum pieces and everything else, there would be an awful lot of damage going on in Washington, D.C., to get to the White House and to get to the Senate and in the Congress. And it's happened right now, and all the congressmen are away from there. I wouldn't give a plug nickel for one of their lives if something like that started happening.
Yeah, well, this House resolution is real. That's a real bill that did get passed.
Yeah.
Section 504 of Homeland Security Act of 2002, USC 314, is amended by adding at the end of it preparedness for mass fatalities. Now, I mean, why do we all of a sudden, as part of Homeland Security, I don't know. The whole thing is pretty...
Well, was that 2012 or 2002?
2002. That's when the Homeland Security Act was passed. George Bush, Homeland
Security. That's when they authorized this thing for FEMA to do, or did the FEMA thing just come out now?
Okay, listen to what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
Section 504, they are amending it. They're making changes. They're changing Section 504 of Homeland Security Act of 2002 is amended by adding at the end of it preparedness for mass fatalities. So they've taken it. And I think that, you know, there's just something very strange why they would go out there and say, well, we know we're going to go get, there's going to be who knows how many people killed, so let's go ahead and prepare how we're going to get rid of the bodies afterwards.
Right.
The whole thing seems pretty spooky to me. You're planning on a mass fatality. And we're not talking, I mean, this isn't the kind of thing. They're trying to use it as natural disasters as one of their excuses. Or, of course, another terrorist attack like 9/11,
kind of
thing. But I don't, that isn't much joke. This isn't justified to do this. This is nuts.
No.
And anybody that voted for it is another one of those anti-Americans in public office. Probably the same idiot that voted for NDAA.
Yeah. What they want to do is they want to buy a lot of body bags and have them where they can get their hands on them if they ever need them in any kind of a terrorist attack or a major problem somewhere, which would be like a volcano, hurricane, tornadoes, or something like that. They want to make sure they have plenty of them. But the thing is, it's ridiculous how they're doing it. And the fact that they claim that there's not going to be any problem with it because we have such a brilliant person in the White House who has actually made us look weak. So anyway, I'm concerned, but I'm not. I'm concerned, but I have that confidence that we have a lot of people who will do the right thing in America. And so we'll see what happens.
Well, it all depends on how much power some of the evildoers get control of. That's I believe, again, I think it was Michael Savage. If it wasn't in his article, he had something similar to it, because it was his article, but definitely was saying 2012 may be the last presidential election. I'm sure that was his article that said that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try to dig it up here in a minute. Where this person is going to be king. That's all he dreams of being is king. That's what his whole plan has been. He's been calculated throughout this whole process. And so when you think in terms of that, and then you think of what Hitler did to people, you know, it depends on how much control and how much power they keep trying. They keep taking stuff away from us. They keep monitoring us. They keep the taking away all our rights, you know, all the stupidness of what they're trying to do with the guns, buyback, all these other things. And if you're doused with a bunch of chemicals, whatever, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be a conspiracy loon, and I also don't want to be naive either. I happen to believe
right. Oh yeah, no, I agree.
Evilness has a lot of power. Looks like our damn mad Granny Taft out there. She doesn't agree with you. She's not giving me any explanation, but she puts two words. Charlie's wrong.
That's okay. That's okay. Granny has her opinion too, and I'm just one of those that I have a lot of faith and confidence in our military. And I see when it hits the fan, that's when the military turns around and says somebody's doing something wrong, and they get wise to it, and they turn around and say that's a bunch of BS. We're going this way instead of that way, and I think that's what would happen.
And the only thing and deep down, that's what I hope and pray happens. I hope that the military has not been taken over so much that it doesn't do that anymore. But when you realize everything that happened at Fort Hood, all the good Americans who stood there knowing something was wrong and didn't do anything, they were part of the military too, I'm not quite willing to say it can't happen. I wish I could say it can't happen. But,
oh, no, I agree with you. It could happen very easily, especially with the way things are going now in Libya, Benghazi, because we shouldn't have lost those four people. But we have a very lackadaisical president and administration, because the administration thinks the way the president does, because he's apparently telling them, and he has missed so many of his military briefings that he has actually putting this country in a bad position.
That's his plot. That's what he's trying to do. And
that's right.
The follow-up comment from Granny out here. He surrounds himself with Marxists, communists, and Islamists all in the White House. Exactly. So he's building his own army. I mean, that's what he's doing. And he's building his own army on our soil. What else does she say here? They bought all of those rounds of ammunition back in spring. The Social Security Department got 400,000 rounds, along with other debts, departments of the government that don't need bullets. There was no mention on Fox. That's the other thing, too, and I totally agree there because, you know, Fox, they may be more conservative than CNN and MSNBC, but they are by no means the open reporting. They're just as guilty of slanted, controlled reporting as anybody else out there. They are a little bit more open, not quite as liberal, but there's plenty of stuff that doesn't get reported on Fox News, too, and it's disgusting.
There's one thing that I still have my faith in, and that is God, and I will never lose that. And the fact that you keep hearing about these different plans that people have and how they buy all this ammunition and all that with intentions to do some harm. And then somewhere along the line, there's a John Doe who comes out of the woodwork and does something to make sure that none of that stuff works. I mean, you can go ahead and buy all kinds of ammunition, but then all of a sudden, something can happen to it. Because I always look at Abraham Lincoln's famous statement, and I'm sure the president knows it very well. You can fool all of the people some of the time, some of the people all the time, but never all of the people all of the time. And that is the one thing that I know goes with our military. We have our CIA, we have all of our FBI and all the investigating people. They know that all those bullets have been purchased already, and they know where they're stockpiled. And I'm sure they have somebody going in there and doing the inventory. And I'll tell you what, somebody turns on us, as just like Japan knew enough not to, and this is back in 1941, Japan knew not to come to the United States because they knew of four states where there was over 2 million guns. Wisconsin, New Hampshire, Virginia, and Georgia. I think those were the four states. But they knew darn well that in 41, Americans loved their guns. And they would have been getting picked off as they came through because the people would have just gone ahead and done it. And I think that's what's happened. That's what would happen today. They asked for us to turn in our guns. They're going to give us $100 or $150 or $200 for them or whatever it is. The only people that do that are wives whose husbands had five or six guns and they want to get rid of them, but the other ones that they probably sold to their kids. I mean, it is minimal what guns are given up. And you can still buy guns. You can still get ammunition. And when he first came across with that scare some years ago when he first took office, you had a hard time buying ammunition because people were hoarding it. They were hoarding it to make damn sure that they had it, and they're still doing it. I talk to these people all the time, different places. They're talking about guns and everything else. You can go ahead and have a military, 300,000-500,000 people, but you have 300 million Americans, or 300 people living in America, and I know you have about 140 million patriots in there. You just have to wake up a lot of them. But I know we have 23 million patriots. Those are the retired military. So I get concerned about what they could do, but I also look at it from the standpoint of how stupid are they? There's about 4 to 6 million Muslims in the United States of America. They can do a lot of havoc and cause a lot of damage. But I also believe that if another Muslim-associated takedown of a lot of American citizens, there's going to be a few Muslim mosques missing because there is a resolve. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them to fly over them in a helicopter and just drop all kinds of stuff on them like pigs. Can you imagine what would happen if they dropped the pig on a mosque? That would contaminate the mosque. They couldn't use it anymore.
Yeah. Well, and I think...
And not a shot would be fired, but there'd be a lot of pigs dropping from the sky.
Yep.
Ask Doreen what she thinks about that one now. How do you like that one, Doreen?
Let's see what Granny says. I'm sure she's going to put a remark out here. Let's see. Here's some other things she's put out there. Okay, the bill, okay. Obama had reduced the size of our military and taken away some of the planes and the equipment already. He's doing away with our missiles. Charlie, there's a pig shortage.
Doreen, Doreen, when it rains cats and dogs, it will also rain cats, dogs, and pigs. But mostly the pigs will be coming down because we love our cats and dogs. And there are plenty of them. Doreen, there are plenty of them because they can be piglets. And there will be plenty of them to go around, I can assure you. In fact, I would think that there are some patriots who would actually shoot them out of those old-time catapults just to make sure they got the message across. One pig splats on the front door, and they are going to be ticked.
Here, she's mentioning also, because they are shutting down the pig farms on the West Coast, which is true. And, of course, you know what happened here in Florida when we had to have the pigs' rights on the Constitution.
Right.
A lot of pig farms shut down here in Florida, too. Buy bottles of pickled pig's feet and use them. Stock up on the pickled pig's feet.
That'll work, Doreen. That will work.
That'll work, too. Okay, let's see. Well,
cooked ribs
later,
will
all
after you eat the cooked ribs, you throw the ribs over there. That'll work, too.
Yep. Save anything to do with pork that you can use at a later date. So, anyway, we'll see. Keep going. I'm sorry. You were talking. We got kind of distracted here.
No, I just wanted to make sure that Doreen got the point.
Okay, and I will miss kind of changing subject here, but this was another email I just recently got, and this is from Numbers USA, which they're big on the immigration issue. for lower immigration levels. The next presidential debate, which is coming up on the 16th, you can go to Numbers USA and submit your questions. There's a way to submit your questions on immigration. So that would be a good one to do. Now, you know, obviously the odds of them reading your specific question, who knows? But if a lot of people put the same questions out there, then maybe that's someone that gets asked or whatever. So if you get a chance, go out and do that. And also, don't we have another debate coming up this week? It's at Wednesday for good old Biden and
Thursday?
Ryan.
The 11th, I think. What is it? Yeah, the 11th.
Okay, that's Thursday. Yep. Okay.
Yep, 11th okay. At 8:55.
8:55, okay. I thought it was 9 o'clock, but okay.
Yeah, well, 8:55, 9 by the time they get going, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, that should be a comical one, I would think, to see Biden and Ryan. But, you know, Biden, he can play the straight face. He can, when he's on his best behavior routine, when he's, whatever you want to call it, you know, ready for the event. I do think it's funny how much they talk about Obama, if he doesn't have the teleprompter, can't answer anything. And they were saying the same thing about Biden, too. When they talk off the cuff, that's when they screw up. But I think Biden's had a little bit more practice on this debate thing. And I think he'll be more cautious of what he says, I think. I don't know. So it should be an interesting debate. I don't know that I'm going to watch it, but it should be interesting out there.
Well, getting on those teleprompters, they actually went out. I think Glenn Beck sent somebody out to ask questions about, do you think that Obama should have been able to use his teleprompter? Or do you think it was unfair for the debate commission to deny Obama the use of his teleprompter? Mm-hmm. And they had actually people saying, well, yeah, they should have allowed him to use it. You know, he was nervous that he could have probably answered some. Never once did any of them, one person came up and says, no, that he shouldn't have done it. But the other ones all said, we're for it. And then you think about it. How can a person use a teleprompter in a debate because you don't know what the questions are going to be? So how are you going to know how to answer it? Because the teleprompter would have the wrong information in front of it. What are you going to do, sit there for 5 minutes looking for the answer?
Obviously, some people don't think.
Our young people that don't think. I mean, I was absolutely floored at the number of people who couldn't think past their nose. Oh, yeah, I think it's okay for him to use it. Yeah. And then the debate, instead of being 90 minutes, would have to last 8 hours so that Obama could get the right answer.
Well, let's see. Granny's commenting on some of this, too, so... I look for Ryan to make him so mad he's going to look like an idiot. And I would, you know, I can see that happening. He makes him sweat.
Okay. Put me on hold for a second, okay?
Okay. Okay, gotta put Charlie on hold here for a minute. Okay. Let's get this right over here. Okay, now let's see, what was that last comment that Granny was putting out there? Okay, that means, and as Charlie just said, you're saying the same thing, means he would have to know the answer questions beforehand, or he'd be sitting there waiting for them to find out what answer to prop up in front of him. And of course, those are the same people that voted for him. Yes, anybody who's reasonable, has a brain, whatever, knows that the whole reason you have a debate is to find out what people are really about, what they really think, not to just go out there and give you the canned answer. If it's on a teleprompter, it's a canned answer. So why would you do that? You know, I equals 4. Okay. Okay, that's the same people that voted. Oh, okay. Okay. I get it. Give me a minute here and I'll figure it out. Let's see, what else is going on out there? And we might, like I say, if we have some time, we're still going to talk some more about these amendments that are on the Florida Constitution. And in the past, I've said 12 amendments. They started out with 12, but they got rid of Amendment 7. So there's 11 amendments on the Florida ballot. And there's like six referendums on the Orange County ballot. When it comes to the Florida ballot, the Florida amendments, if you're not sure, vote no. Most of them are no anyway, because all they're doing is playing games to bypass legislative process to get these things to initiate laws that they don't belong in the books this way. This is what they should be doing through the legislation. Legislature, and they shouldn't They shouldn't be doing this via the Constitution, state Constitution, and the same for the federal Constitution. You're not supposed to be able to just easily go out there and change this. It's supposed to be an intense process. And I know. I mean, I listen to local news some. I listen to the cable news some. I've heard more on Fox News about Florida's 12 or 11 amendments to the Constitution. I've heard it more times on Fox News than I have on the local news, which I think is pretty weird. Why would that be? They don't want people to know about it. They don't want to discuss it. They'd rather people not be aware, so then when they go there, they just bypass all of them and don't vote for anything. And only those who are involved and have, you know, have any kind of a clue, or especially those who are programmed by the special interest to vote a certain way, we'll control it. It's similar to them playing the games with the ballot in January kind of stuff. So that's just the games they play on that one, and so I truly encourage people to not vote for them. If you have any question, just don't vote for it. And let's see, what else was there? Okay, and I guess, is there anything else I was going to make sure I discuss before we get into it? Charlie didn't mention too much on the updates of the Orange County Commission thing. Talked a little bit about it, but there was I have heard that another lawsuit was filed by Organize Now against these. I believe they did it against the Orange County Commission, not against the individual, the mayor and the two individual commissioners. They did it against the commission at large because they really don't know what the others have done either. So they don't know whether any texting was going on by the others. Don't know how many times there's been texting going on in other meetings, and they're actually wanting to get the text messages from these people and stuff like that, and go out there and verify what was public record that they covered up or destroyed. Try to find out what they destroyed, kind of thing. So very disgusting. This is anti-American politics. These people who would do this do not believe in the Constitution. They do not believe in the right of the people. Jennifer Thompson, you're a disgrace. I really used to think you were a decent person. You've proven to me you're not. Of course, I've lost respect for Teresa Jacobs years ago with ScamRail, all the crap she pulled on that. And then, of course, being a lobbyist for Florida DOT, can anybody say conflict of interest? She's been a scumbag for a long time. Jennifer Thompson, you're connected to her. You're like her Siamese twin, I guess, attached at the hips or whatever with her. And Scott Boyd, well, you're not surprising me anything, you know. And as I recall, you ran unopposed, which was really disgusting. But you don't belong there either. And we got to go after the people who do this stuff. It's that simple. The other thing I was talking about earlier, Columbus Day, and there's some stuff out there, you know. What do you think about Columbus Day? Since today is Columbus Day, we'll just go ahead and mention this thing. You know, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. We've all heard that. But then there was something here about, was he really the hero? But it sounds like he, you know, time and time again we hear that Columbus wasn't the one who discovered America, and but he was the one who benefited from it. So it was kind of this article. This was an ABC article, and I got the link on the article. In short, Columbus wasn't the first European to reach the Americas, but he was the one who made the most of it, for better or for worse. And that's where the Columbus Day Columbus Day debate continues, including periodic calls to dump or modify the holiday. So, yeah, if you don't believe in Columbus Day, you don't think we should have it out there, please feel free to chime in and let us know. Let's see. Oh, another update from Granny here. Obama ballot challenge. CA courts uphold natural-born citizen ruling on Hussein presidential candidacy, presidential candidacy eligibility case. Let's see. Arne Rosner raises question to Deborah Bowen regarding why is Obama so special that they won't uphold the same law in Reg. I'm not sure what that means. Same law in Reg. Okay. I think I'm probably not reading that correctly. The next comment regards to his eligibility. Once I get there. Uphold the same law in regards to his eligibility to be our president. Interesting. And not the truth. The process is corrupt. The cancer is throughout the whole system. I don't know. Which kind of brings up another thing. You're talking about the courts here. There was a couple of people have asked me about the complaint we filed in reference to the failure to pass the budget like the Constitution mandates. And the only thing I can tell you right now is we still have not, our motion to reconsider, we have not received a response. So the good and the bad, well, we haven't received a response, and the good news is we haven't been declined. They haven't dismissed it. So we're hoping this means that they're taking a closer look at it and Granny says, no news is good news. So we're taking it that way to mean they're thinking twice about what we said. And who knows, maybe there's others out there ready to take it on. Who knows, maybe somebody else filed a similar case. And so now it's like, well, they better do something or they're going to have to keep rejecting every place. Who knows? So we'll keep you posted as things develop. But more importantly is we need people to keep going out there. We need people across this countryside to file the complaints, immigration, there's so many different things. The NDAA, that is against our rights. The Patriot Act is against our Constitution. We've got to go out there and challenge them through the court system. We've got to bombard this court system, the judicial system, with all these cases. They have violated our Constitution so many ways. Obamacare, for everybody who opposed, can you imagine what would happen? Every individual who opposed Obamacare would go out there and file a complaint against Obamacare, but you gotta put some things together. Don't just go say I don't like it. I think it's unconstitutional. You better put a few things together to build a case that why it's unconstitutional. And there's plenty of information out there to do it. You just gotta do some research and submit it as a valid complaint. Just don't go out there complaining. I mean, if you want to make an impact on the courts and you don't, you hope volume will get some attention. You know, if you could manage to raise or get 500 or 1,000 people in your community together and everybody go down, they're willing to risk the cost of filing the complaint with just some basic line of why it's unconstitutional, hit the court all at one time. What would the courts do if 1,000 people went in and filed a complaint against Obamacare all at one time? 1,000 people in your district and then do this across the countryside. What would the courts do? I think it would be interesting to see what kind of response. Are they going to trash every American out there? Because the Supreme Court said something doesn't mean you can't challenge it a different way. And why you can't? We still have rights. We don't have many. They keep taking them away, but we still have some rights. So people need to keep up. You know, please do not give up on taking these lawsuits. We need people to go out there and file the lawsuits. Go out there, read up on some lawsuits on certain issues. Go do, I mean, obviously if you have a paralegal who can research some things for you faster, pull up case laws, or an attorney, obviously. Pull up case laws. Come up with remember, the lawyers are the masters of manipulating the law. They twist it every which way they can imagine. We need to take some of their twisting and put it to our advantage instead of against us. And I'm sure it can be done on just about any of these things. While I've been, busy with We the People versus the Ballot Box Establishment and also the budget issue, I can't stress enough that transportation is one of my biggest focuses, and that is going to be something I'm going to be getting in gear to very, very soon. I've done some research, I've started some things on it, but I've actually got my own plan as to how I'm going to tackle what they're doing with transportation, public-private partnerships, and the Agenda 21 thing. It's going to be massive, and I'm going to need people to help on that. So if you're sick of Agenda 21 and you want to focus on the transportation aspect, because it's a big one, let me know, send me an email, and then we can work together. I don't really anticipate probably getting in knee deep into it until after this election. We'll see what else is happening at that point. But it doesn't matter whether it's Obama or Romney. They're both supporters of the UN. They're both supporters of sustainable development. They're both whatever you want to call it, the Agenda 21 stuff. So it wouldn't matter who's in office. This piece has to go through on that thing. Let's see here. Okay. I'm going to see if Charlie has returned. Charlie, you there?
Yep, I'm here. Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. I couldn't tell. Yep.
Okay, well, you were talking about the case and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to add my two cents. The people have something that they should really take a good look at, because almost everything you need to do for a court case in regards to Congress is to, one, look at what Congress has violated in the Constitution. It's very easy. Just take a look and read the little Constitution book, the Declaration of Independence, and why we separated from England. Those are also parts of the Constitution. Then go to the Constitution and you will see what Congress is allowed to do. And also, there's one rule of thumb to keep. They can go ahead and write a law and pass a law and let somebody off for whatever reason it is. However, if there is any law that is written that takes away your rights, that is an unconstitutional law. It's a violation of your rights, because the Constitution was designed to protect our rights from those who would take them away, which is Congress, the administration, and the judicial system. Because, and also your state legislators and all of your elected officials. Because once they get into the power section, they become tyrants. The majority of them become tyrants, thinking that they can do whatever they want to the people, and the people have no say. However, the Constitution of the United States gives the people all the rights that they need to go after those who would take their rights away. So let's take a quick look at, in the state of Florida, it costs $10,440 for you to file to get your name on the ballot if you want to run for Congress as a Republican or Democrat, but you are not the chosen one where the party is accepting you. You have to do it on your own, but you're still a Republican or a Democrat. Two-thirds of that money goes to the executive committee of the party. That is unconstitutional. That is a poll tax for you to get on the ballot. That is your money. That is an illegal monopoly on the part of the Democrat and the Republican parties, keeping you off. That could be a discrimination violation. That could be a prejudicial violation, making it difficult for people to get on the ballot who want to run and serve the country. That's what you have to look for. You can file a lot of these lawsuits just based on the very wording of the Constitution. And there's one thing that you need to look at when you're reading the Constitution. It was written over 220 years ago. It was written with the English language, but our founding fathers wrote it in such a way to make sure that we are all protected. And one of them is, they shall hold their office during good behavior. That is regarding the Supreme Court of the United States and all the federal judges who are appointed to the position for life. They shall hold their jobs for life during good behavior. What is bad behavior? Kicking prayer out of school and not giving the people who believe in God the right to pray in school. Taking away their rights to pray on their taxpayers' property. That was not covered by anybody, and I was too young at the time that it was done for me to file a complaint. But still, it could be filed now, and they would have to revisit that statute. But the thing is when they write a law, like Florida wrote that law now, that's unconstitutional. That is an illegal monopoly to keep you and me and other people who don't have the money off the ballot. It is unconstitutional for a PAC or a corporation to be an individual. The Constitution was designed for human beings, not for corporations made by human beings. It was for we the people. But the lawyers decided to make corporations like a person, legally. Now they are the ones who are coming up with the PACs and making money and bribing our elected officials to do what they want them to do. That is something that the Supreme Court circumvented the Constitution for the benefit of those who are bribing our elected officials. Now that's the way I read it. But I would like the Supreme Court to go ahead and come back and say, no, that's not the way they meant it. But I'll bet you it is. I'm probably right in this case. But if you want to file a lawsuit, the courts will send you a bunch of statutes, a bunch of laws, and everything else to tie you up looking over all of these laws. The thing you have to remember is you're not a lawyer, but you can learn the Constitution, and if you know the Constitution, you can find a Constitution violation. And you can find a law violation because I'm going to give you a couple right now. One, breach of fiduciary duty. Go to Black's Law Dictionary and look up fiduciary duty. Make a copy of it. Here is something that is a breach of fiduciary duty for Central Florida. We the people said no to rail systems for commuter travel 3 times. 7 people on the floor on the Orange County Commission decided that they were going to pass the motion that Commissioner Teresa Jacobs made to spend $44 million to further study commuter rail systems, which was still continuing the study that they've been doing for years. Only this time, this was also for the benefit of CSX. Well, when the people voted against this, they voted against it at a ballot box, which means it was a mandate by the people. The only way you change that mandate by the people is to have the people vote for it again. But they didn't do that. They decided they were going to do it, and they overthrew the vote of the people. According to the dictionary, the overthrow of the sovereign government of a nation is considered an act of treason or attempted treason. That's in the dictionary. You and I and all the citizens, taxpaying citizens, are the sovereign government of America. We said no at the ballot box. 7 people said, the heck with your vote, we're going to do this anyway. And they got the blessings from John Micah, who also took an oath to uphold the constitutional rights of the people. So we have 8 people now, plus the other commissioners from the other counties that came in on it. All of these things should be and could be brought to the court's attention. And you just have to hold your guns and stand by them and say, no, the Constitution is what we're fighting for. And the laws that they throw at you, you can say that they do not apply in this case because this is a case of constitutional violation. And unless the judge can come up with something that says it was a mandate or an amendment to the Constitution, or then the courts are wrong and you're right. So if you want to really do something and you're a patriot, go to the federal courthouse and get a pro se litigant package. It's got the complaint form, And you just add your wording to it and add extra sheets to it and make it nice and concise and easy to read by the judge. It's best if you type it in the computer, but you can copy it right off the off what they give you. Filing fees on a federal case, $350, plus the serving fee. However, there are loopholes to that, too, that you can get away from them. But the thing is there are a lot of breach of fiduciary duties by the members of Congress, the state legislator, and also the local officials here. The binding of the principal without the principal's consent is a breach of fiduciary duty by the elected. Now, let me explain that to you in easier terms. The fiduciary is the representative, the mayor, the commissioners, the legislators, Congress, the president, and the judges. Anybody doing something for you, the real estate agent, the lawyers, those are the fiduciaries or your agent or your representative. The principal is the citizens of the United States. So, breach of fiduciary, the binding or causing the principal, the binding of the principal without the principal's consent. That is, the commissioners in Orange County bound the citizens. In other words, made the citizens liable for SunRail without the citizen's consent. That is a breach of fiduciary duty. That is what Teresa Jacobs, former Mayor Rich Crotty, and the commissioners, past and present, are in violation of. They are in violation of the breach. They have committed a breach of fiduciary against the people, the citizens of Central Florida. They are subject to a lawsuit, and you have a right to sue them based on the United States of America versus Mitchell. The United States of America versus Mitchell. That involved the Quinault Indians in Oregon, where Mitchell failed to properly log the property of the Quinault Indians. He allowed the loggers to denude their property, thus depriving them of a income for years to come. He just cleaned off their property, thus causing them hardship. So they sued, and they had a right to sue. So you have a right to sue under the fiduciary duty. It's called a breach of fiduciary. The Orange County Commissioners have committed a breach of fiduciary when they went ahead and voted to further study the commuter rail and thus spending $44 million of the taxpayers' money, which now means we, the taxpayers in Orange County, have been harmed by the fiduciaries. We did not give them permission to spend the money. They took that permission because they are elected officials. And they do not have that right because we said no 3 times to a rail system. Sally and I would love to file that thing, but we've already got 3 things going. We're going after the Express Authority and the toll roads in the state of Florida. Plus, we've got the budget. And we also still have We the People versus the Ballot Box Establishment. So, if you really love your country, get off your butt, go down there and get those forms, and you can do it through the computer. You have to go into the, I can't remember the exact website of it, but it's better to go down there. That way you can see where you have to go, and you can park across the street in front of the rescue mission on Church Street. But they should do this in every... Pardon? That's here in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah,
but you can do this in any state. and it can be duplicated. So what we're doing in Florida can be duplicated in any state in the country. And the whole thing about it is you have your rights. And when you elect somebody into office, they have a duty to do the job that you want them to do, not what they want to do. They do not have a right to a retirement unless we, the people, give them that right or give them or vote for that. But Congress took it on their own years ago, but it can be rescinded by we, the people. We can put them in Social Security just like we are. But it takes somebody with the guts and determination to file the complaint in federal court. And you do have stature because you are a tax-paying citizen of America. And if you are a veteran, you even have more stature. So get together, 3, 4, 5 people, and then get a bunch of people to sign on. But if you just sit there and complain, then complain till you're blue in the face because nothing is going to happen. This country belongs to we the people, and it was given to us by God Almighty. Thus were your rights given to us by God Almighty. You want to keep them? Then you have to fight for them. And you can fight for them in a court of law. That's what Sally and I and others are doing. So join us. And let's make Congress pay for all the wrongs that they have done in the past and restore back to the people the money they have stolen, the profits they have made with their insider trading and illegal actions, and also their family and friends, and pay back to the citizens. That is what we are going after. Sally and I and others and Terry are not asking for any compensation for ourselves. We are going after those who did wrong, and we want that money restored to the American people. But we can't do it alone. We started it. Join us. Okay, Sally.
Okay, and to emphasize that same point, I was out there looking at Thomas Jefferson's quotes. I'm looking for one specific, but I came across two other ones that are very relevant to this discussion. I'll read them, and then we'll kind of talk about them. One of them is, "I predict future happiness for Americans if they can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them." And then this other one, when we get piled up upon one another in large cities as in Europe, we shall become as corrupt as Europe. Those are two things that are exactly true today, and it's Obama who's trying to destroy the suburban life. He wants everybody crammed into a city. He wants to control people. And that all comes down to the Agenda 21 routine. Can't own property. They're going to keep you in compounds or whatever. And then the other one is all about taking our money because they're going to take care of us. Wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them. So I thought those were just really two interesting quotes from Thomas Jefferson going along with exactly what we're saying here. There was one other one I was trying to find specifically. I'm going to keep looking. But, aren't those both exactly what we face today?
That's about 220 years ago when the country was still young.
Exactly.
They're predicting, they're predicting what's happening now over 200 years ago. So look at the intelligence of them back then compared to what we have now. Now we have greediness, dishonesty, and corruption. And it's called, the majority of that is in our elected positions. Doesn't speak very highly for the best government money can buy.
Exactly. Let's see. Like I say, I was trying to look for this one specifically that I really like of his. Unfortunately, I can't remember it exactly. But it all talks about one of his quotes is when government goes and takes rights that is not granted under the Constitution, assumes the authority not granted to it under the Constitution, has violated the Constitution, and the laws are void and null. Null and void and of no value. And that, to me, is one of the things that should be put in these lawsuits all over the place. I mean, for if it's not going to, obviously, it's not a court case kind of thing, but it's interesting that that's what Jefferson was thinking back then. You go back and see what these founders thought and were worried about, and it's so true. They knew. They knew what tyranny was. That's what they escaped. That was the whole reason for leaving King George. And yet people don't seem to appreciate what it really means, what it was all about. And yet, we are truly going back to exactly what we escaped from. And, I mean, it's just it's despicable. Let's see here. Okay, I'm trying. Okay. I never consider a difference of opinion in politics and religion and philosophy as cause for withdrawing from a friend. Okay, that was another one of his. Here, like this one here. Definitely got to remember this one. Honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom. Honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom.
Ooh, that would be good on the back of a T-shirt.
It would. It's a perfect one for Jefferson. Honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom. And look how much we talk, you know, you're forever reminding people about the honest intent of the government. The honest intent of the Constitution was an honest government. And so I thought that was perfect.
Mark that so we don't forget it.
Honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom.
Honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom. Okay.
And here's another one that's a little bit longer, but it's definitely true for today. Our greatest happiness does not depend on the condition of life in which chance has placed us, but is always the result of a good conscience, good health, occupation, and freedom. Freedom in all just pursuits. So it's not what condition you're born into; it's what you do with it once you get here. Through freedom. Determine never to be idle. No person will have occasion to complain of the want of time, who never loses any. It is wonderful how much may be done if we are always doing. That's interesting. I like that one. Okay.
Let me see this one. The one I got to read right now. Okay, give me that Jefferson one again.
Okay. Honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom.
Honesty is the...
First chapter in the book of wisdom.
Okay.
I like that one. That one's really good. Yeah, it's too bad that we didn't have more elected public servants who knew it. Let's see here.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yep. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. They are the only sure alliance for the preservation of our liberty.
All right. And what year was he the president of the United States?
Gosh, you would go and ask me that. I have to go look. I forget what year, the exact year. He was, the fourth, right? Third or fourth. Get backwards.
Yeah.
Third or fourth.
Well, it'd be nice to have that, too. Just say fourth president, 19 so-and-so, 18 so-and-so.
Okay. And let's see. Like I say, there was one I was specifically. And it was Jefferson who actually wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights." And that was actually Thomas Jefferson that wrote that part. For people who are free and who mean to remain so, a well-organized and armed militia is their best security. This is what those who want to surrender the Second Amendment don't understand that one. For a people who are free and who mean to remain so, a well-organized and armed militia is their best security, which is what the constitutional sheriff is supposed to be all about, or one of the key ingredients of it, which is another thing because of what they're trying to do to eliminate the county. They want to eliminate the sheriff in this country. They want to regionalize things more and take away those kind of things. That's, again, part of the Agenda 21 and definitely what Obama says. And he openly says he wants to get rid of suburban America, to consolidate people into regions. I think he actually used the word region.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. Excuse me. Let's see. Okay. He's got so many quotes out here. Every government degenerates when trusted to the rulers of the people alone. The people themselves are the only safe depositories.
Read that
one. Okay. Every government degenerates when trusted to the rulers of the people alone. When the rulers are in control, the people themselves are the only safe depositories.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one, too, for a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I found a place where we can do T-shirts.
Okay.
About six or $7 each. Both sides.
But how much do you have to pay for the artwork, and how many do you have to get at that price?
Artwork's about $25 a screen. $7 a shirt. That's
so
like
you can go in
there
and get one shirt.
Well, one shirt would probably be a little bit more, but I based it on 50 shirts.
Yeah, okay. Okay. And I mean, it really, some people don't like T-shirts, but I think it gets the message out there pretty good, especially when you wear it shopping and you're standing in line. Have it on
right.
your back and let somebody keep reading it over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Especially the prior Congress ones.
Okay, and let's see. History. Excuse me. I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past. That one's good. That one's true, too. I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past.
I like the dreams.
I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past. Dream good things and don't think about the crap that's happened in the past. Okay.
I like the dreams of the future better than
the history of the past.
And the history.
Oh, the other one that's one of my favorites with his, too. I just saw it. This is a short one, and you probably already know this one by heart. One man with courage is a majority.
One man with courage is.
One man with courage is a majority. One man with courage is a majority.
And that's, all these are Thomas Jefferson, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
So anyway, there was one specific one I was trying to find, but I still haven't come across it. But, you know, you read the quotes of these founders, and they knew so much. They were so wise. It's just amazing how they knew they'd already been through this. This is the history repeating itself.
Well, yeah, they went through it with England. They went through it with England, with King George, and that's why they knew everything about it. Yeah.
Here's another good one. We have another short one. No freedom, no free man shall be debarred of the use of arms. No free man shall be debarred the use of arms.
Okay.
Once again, Second Amendment. Second Amendment.
Let's see. No free man
shall be
barred.
Debarred.
Debarred, D-E-B-A-R-E-D, of?
Debarred the use of arms.
The use of arms. Okay. No
anyway,
free man shall be debarred of the use of arms. That's a nice one. Yep. Okay. All right, that's enough. I don't need any more. Okay, you got another one?
Well, just so people know, this is on brainyquotes.com. You can find lists of Jefferson's quotes all over the place. But, of course, this one here, we...
Brady quotes?
Two short ones. Yeah, brainyquotes.com.
Okay.
But if you do a search for Jefferson quotes, you'll see that one and a bunch of other ones. But
okay.
This one here, and I go to Brainy Quotes a lot because they got good lists out here, and they're easy to go through. Never spend your money before you have earned it. Seems pretty simple, doesn't it? Gosh,
yeah, right.
Congress didn't know that one. And then he who knows best knows how little he knows.
Yeah. Never spend.
Never spend
your
money
before you earn it.
Yep. Yep, I tell you, there's
okay.
Just so.
And then that the last one you had was that real short one.
He who knows best knows how little he knows. The more you know, the more you know you don't know, kind of thing. Let me read this whole thing again. He who knows best knows how little he knows. It's almost a tongue twister.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're getting down to the last 10 minutes here. We'll
yep.
Stop on that. But I was specifically trying to find one. Here's another one that I have to tell you. You'll want this one, so I better not go without saying this one. The God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time.
The God?
The God who gave us life.
Wait a minute, hold on. The God who gave us life.
Gave us liberty at the same time.
Gave us our liberty at the same time.
Yep.
Okay, that's Thomas,
I will...
that's Thomas Jefferson,
yep.
Right? Okay, all Thomas
yep.
Jefferson. Okay,
yep,
good deal.
Again, I was just trying to find one specific one that talks about them taking enacting laws that are not within the Constitution are null and void. So anyway, I'll find that one at one point.
Yeah, we find that one. But,
yeah.
But I like that last one. I like that last one because I think that would be a great one to put on a T-shirt.
Oh yeah, several of these would be good for T-shirts.
Well, there's a couple of them, too, that I saw where we can combine them. Like put one, two, three of them on the back,
mm-hmm.
which would be good, and then put one saying on the front, like In God We Trust, or One Nation Under God, and then put the different ones on the back. Okay. And then I'm gonna check with, I'm going to call our previous T-shirt place and ask him for our silk screens. How does that sound?
Yeah, you can do what you want. We can deal with that stuff after.
Yeah, but I'm just
right
saying we'll get them.
Yeah.
We paid for them, so we should be able to have them returned to us so we can get our own little deal to do them. I'll see what happens.
Okay.
Because when you buy a silk screen in the state of Florida, it belongs to you because you paid for that.
Okay. I'll take your
okay.
word for it, and you're more than welcome. I'll leave you in charge of the T-shirts.
Yeah, right. I'm just saying is that's what I recall happened, unless they changed the law. But when I first did my own T-shirt, the Eggman T-shirt for the Virgin Islands, he said, "Oh no, that's your silk screen. That belongs to you. You have to take that with you." So I said, "Okay." So I kept it with me after I got done. He said, "Yeah." He said, "All silk screens belong to the person who buys it because you're paying separate. We are not keeping it. It's we're selling it to you. So that's your property, and you're entitled to your property." So, okay, well, that's good. So we'll go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Because I can tell him, I says, we want to do some finagling around and trying something else on it. So, but I don't want to go through his artist people or whatever. So I'll see what I can do. Okay. All right.
Yep.
It's 54.
Yep, we got got 6 minutes right now. Any last things we need to mention? Like, say, when it comes to the state amendments, we are going to continue the discussion. Somehow, some way, we're going to make sure we get back onto these constitutional amendments on Thursday's show. But right now, vote no on just about all of them. Most of them should not be constitutional amendments.
Right. Vote no on the constitutional amendments, and vote no on retaining the Supreme Court justices. They are
exactly.
all liberal
yep.
justices. Yeah. Vote no on the justices, and vote no on the constitutional amendments, and also the county amendments. Because
yep.
if they can't
exactly.
make them clear and understandable to you, the better thing to do is vote no so that they can put them on there properly. These are not being put up there by the people. They're put up there by the elected.
Exactly. The elected who couldn't get it passed through the regular means, so they're going to try and backdoor it. This is what most of this is.
Right.
And it's the wrong thing to do. And once you get something in the Constitution, it's a heck of a lot harder to get it out. They're
right.
trying to do more to play games with public public-private
right.
partnerships, the collusion of the government. And again, this is so so unconstitutional, so un-American, so anti-American as to what we're supposed to be about. And that's why I say when it comes to the Agenda 21 transportation issue, that's going to be the thing I really focus on right after the elections while we continue on these other things we've started. I'm not going to drop them, but that's where my focus is going to be. But we need people to get out there and focus on the immigration issue and all the stuff, EPA, education. It's not the role of the federal government to educate. It's not the role of, of course, it's in Bloom. It's only in New York, but telling us how many ounces to drink, a 16-ounce drink or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't what their job is. All these things violate the intention was.
Right.
You know, it's disgusting. So, anyway, so please tune in. We will continue this discussion on Thursday. And, Granny, we've enjoyed your chat out there. I didn't get everything. Let's see. Change that to one woman or a man with courage as a majority. Don't count your
okay.
chickens before they are hatched.
We'll make sure we're politically correct on that. Okay. All right, good night. God bless America. God bless our troops. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Good night, Charlie. Okay. And let's see, what was the last thing? Do you have to pay royalties to use them? If you're talking about the screen prints, I don't think so. When you actually create the screen print itself, the silk screen. I think that's what Charlie was getting to there. But I'm not going to get too much into the T-shirts right now. I am just going to wrap it up. Thank you for tuning in. Please get involved. Please think about the American's Creed. Please read it to your kids. Embrace it. This is where we're at. We need people to protect this country against all enemies. All enemies. Doesn't matter where the enemy comes from. If the enemy happens to be in public office, we have to go after them. We have got to defend our country against the enemies. And I'll tell you, I know we have enemies in public office today. Let there be no doubt we have enemies. And it's up to us to do it. It is truly up to us. On that note, thank you again for tuning in. And as always, may God bless and protect the USA. Good night.